So we left off last week. We were trying to understand when the Gemara concludes that Nasan Huva Amrihi, when he gives her a ring and she says the Lashon of Arayat or Harayani, Mekudesh Lecha, so the Gemara concludes that Tzveiki V'chashin Midrabanan. And we're not sure what the din is, and therefore we have to be Choshesh Midrabanan to require her to get a get. So the problem was that that phraseology, Tzveiki V'chashin Midrabanan, seems to be an internal contradiction. Because if you really believe that it's a Safek, so then it should be a Safek Deraisa, and you should require a get midaraisa. So what the Gemara should have said is, Sveiki v'chashirim midaraisa, like any other Safek Deraisa. So we had different approaches in the Rishonim, how to get around that problem. So we had some Rishonim, we had the opinion of the Rif, that seemed to not have the entire Girsa. That's what the Ran quoted from the Rif, that the Rif's Lashon was, v'chashirim midrabanan, period. The Rif didn't use the phrase, Sveiki v'chashirim midrabanan, leading us to believe that it's not a real suffix. It means Minat Torah, it's really nothing. Minat Torah, we don't have any real suffix. We know that she's not Mekudeshes. As a Chumah Midrabanan, we're going to insist on a get. Again, it's an interesting shot. It solves the problem, but again, it's assuming that those two words aren't really there. So what do you do with our Girsa? Many of the Rishonim had our Girsa, Sveiki v'chashirim Midrabanan. How do you understand that? So we had another suggestion at the very end of the Shia last week that was said in the name of the Talmud HaRashba. One of the Talmudim of the Rashba suggested that maybe according to the Rambam's view we could understand this, because the Rambam has a famous opinion that all Sveikas are Mutta Min HaTorah. Means the entire principle of Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra is itself only a Chumra Mid Rabbanan, but on a level of Deraisa, all Sveikas are Mutta. Of all Sveikas are Mutta Min HaTorah, then the Gemara reads like a charm, Sveika, it's a Safek, and really Min HaTorah we should have been Mekil, like any other Safek, V'chashirim midrabanan, but midrabanan we institute an isur like all other isurim of Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra on a level of derabanan. So that was the way, the fancy way of reading the Gemara according to the Talmud Rashi V'das HaRambam. The only problem is, the very end of the Shiur in Friday, we pointed out that answer is only correct, that approach is only correct if the Rambam Shita really is that all Sveikas have to be a Torah. Now there are some who suggest that the Rambam concedes to Isuri Kares. When did the Rambam say that Isurim were only Midrabanan, Sveikas were only Midrabanan? That's Isuri Lavim. But once you enter the realm of Isuri Kares, then they become also min HaTorah. And what led us to that suggestion was in fact one Girus in the Rambam. But what led the Rambam, according to that view, what led the Rambam to that suggestion was the Parash of Hashem Talui. Because the Torah does tell us that if a person ate a piece of chaylev, I'm not even sure they ate the chaylev, it's a suffix whether they ate the chaylev b'shagay, they would have to bring a carbon. What do you have to bring a carbon? If it's mutta what you did, so what do you have to bring a carbon? So you see from here that Isuri Kares are different. Though we're not really sure that is the accurate reading of the Rambam. We're not sure those words in the brackets that we spoke on Friday is really the correct gears in the Rambam. What led us to question the validity of that Girsa was the Lashon Rambam himself. If we take a look again at the third of the Marmakamos, when the Rambam introduces to us the principle, Davi Yadua, Shekol Eilu Atumas V'chayayitzeben, Shehen Mishum Safik, Re'ashal Divrayim, that all dinim of Tumas, which are only a Safik, are all Chumras Midrabanan, V'ein Tamim Min HaTorah, Elamishin Nitma Tumas Vaday. The only time when it's Tamim Midaraisa is if you know for certain that you're Tamim. About kolas vegas, bein betumas, bein b'machalos asuras, bein b'arayis v'shavasos. All other svegas in other areas of halacha, ein lamelam midivrei soferim, all asa midrabanan. Now some of the examples that the Ram said are arayis, shavasos, those sound very, very much like Yisrael Kares. You have to really, really work on those lashonos Rambam if you subscribe to the gears that we mentioned before. So we're going to go now with the other approach in the Ram. We're going to assume that the Rambam Shita is across the board. All Sveikas are Mutta Min HaTorah, even Isuri Arayas. But now we have a problem. We have a problem is, what do you do with Hashem Tolui? According to the other Girsa, the Girsa didn't have this next brackets, according to the view in the Rambam, that every single case of Sveikas, Safek Yishizish is Mutta Min HaTorah, and Safek Shabbos is Mutta, and Safek Chometz is Mutta, Safek Chel is all Sveikas are Mutta, even if they're in the realm of Isuri Kares. So what Pshat this week's Pasha? Pasha's Vayikra, Hashem Tolui, what do you bring in Hashem Tolui for? So there is a machlokes in the Gemara Maseches Krisos. What is the case of Hashem Tolui? You know, we almost flippantly said, well, a guy ate a piece of chaylev and it was a safek and he's not even sure, it was a shagay, that's Hashem Tolui. So the Gemara says conceptually there are two different types of cases of Hashem Tolui. So there's one case, we'll take a piece of chaylev. So I know, if I eat chaylev, I'm mazit, I'm chayav kares. If I know I ate it shagay, I'm chayav to bring carbon chattis. What do you mean I don't know? What's the latest asafik? What do you mean you're not sure you ate chaylev? So there are conceptually two different ways. One way is, I have a piece of meat in front of me, a piece of fat in front of me, I have no idea. I'm sure I don't know anything about this meat. It's a 50-50 chance. Maybe it's chalev, maybe it's shuman. Shuman is permissible fat. And sometimes for someone who's not really holding, it can be very, very difficult to tell the difference between shuman and chalev. I remember it's in the summertime once they took us to watch shechit of a sheep. So the guy afterwards, the sheikh afterwards, was showing us, this is the chalev and this is the gira. He could have shown me from the head. You know, what is that? Yeah, it looks like chalev to me. He could have shown me from the stomach. He could have said, oh, that's the gira nosh. I wouldn't have had a clue what's what. So, but if you know a little bit, then you can tell what's what. So here a fellow has a piece of fat in front of me. He has no idea. Is this chalev? Is this not chalev? That's one type of a suffix. Another type of a suffix is what we call beis chatichas. Beis chatichas means, I know for a fact that there's a piece of chalev here. I know for a fact there's a piece of non-chalev here. They're both sitting on the table, and now they got mixed up. What's the difference conceptually between the two cases? In the first case is what we call chaticha achas. There's only one piece of fat on the table. I just have no clue, 50-50 chance, whether it's chalev or not. But I don't know that there's chalev around. I just suspect that there may be chalev around. In the second case, I know with absolute certainty there is chalev here. I'm just not sure whether I ate the lucky piece or the unlucky piece. So one case is called chaticha achas, and the second case is called beis chatichas. Statistically, they're identical. If you ask a mathematician, well, what are the odds that the fellow ate chalev? The answer is it's 50-50. If there's a 50% chance that the first piece was chalev, if there's a 50% chance that he ate one of the two, he's not sure which one he ate. So statistically, mathematically, it's the same thing. But halachically, they're very different. Halachically, they're conceptually different. Because in the first case, it's what we call lo ikva isura. We don't even know there was isur here. We have no clue. Maybe, yeah, maybe no. In the second case, we know there's isur lefaneinu. We're just not sure which one you happen to have consumed. So the Gemara quotes a machlokes, is the din of Hashem Tali exist by both cases? Or maybe the chiv of Hashem Tali only exists in the second case? So the Rambam happens to paskin the second way. The Rambam happens to paskin that Hashem Tali only applies in the second case. So come a group of Acharonim and say, now we understand the Rambam's Lashit Tosai. Once you tell me that Hashem Tali is limited to a case of beis chatichas, that's what we call ikva isura, the Rambam would agree that whenever you have ikva isura, sveikas would be l'chumra. Where did the Rambam say that sveikas ol kula min haTorah? I have a piece of food in front of me. I have no idea it's a chometz or not. I have no idea it's a chelev or not. I have a woman in front of me. I have no idea whether she's nesh dish or not. So those are all examples of lo ikva isura. But if I have ikva isura, I know there are two pieces of food in front of me. One's chometz, one's not. I know there are two pieces in front of me. One's chelev, one's not. I know there are two pieces of meat in front of me. One's chaz and one's not. This has nothing to do with karis anymore. Once there's an ikva isura changes the rules. Ikva isura makes all sveikas into deraisas, even according to Shittas HaRambam. So that's what most of the Echaronim write. That's the answer to the riddle about Hashem Tali. Why is it that the Rambam concedes you bring in Hashem Tali, even though sveikas are mutter? The answer is that's not a true statement. The Rambam holds that the case that you bring in Hashem Tali, in fact, sveikas are not mutter. Sveikas are only mutter ben Torah when it's lo ikva isura, not when it's ikva isura. So that's a great answer. According to the Rambam, it's gevaldik. The Rambam Menuchos Tumas Meis is wonderful. We cut out the brackets. The word Arayas and Shabbos, everything is gevaldik, everything is meridik. The only thing that, of course, is terrible is our sugya, because we're still stuck in our Gemara. So now, when the Gemara says, Sveikahi v'chashinan midirabanan, so the question, well, not terrible in our sugya. Our sugya is only readable according to the Shittas HaRambam. According to the Shittas HaRambam, Sveikahi v'chashinan midirabanan now comes back to life. Because we wanted to defend our Gemara by saying it's a suffix and it's only us in the Rabbanon. So we asked the Kasha, but this is kares, this is terrible. So the answer is no, that answer is not correct. The emissa answer, the truthful answer, according to the Rambam, is chaticha achas versus beis chatichas. But once you have chaticha achas, so then all sveikas ataka mutter min haTorah. So now the Gemara does read smoothly according to the Shittas HaRambam. So according to one version of the Rambam, we can salvage our Gemara, sveiki v'chashir midrabanan. But we're looking for something a little bit more. Most of the Rishonim don't buy into the Rambam. Even those who accept the Rambam, some had the gears in the Rambam that we didn't want. So we're still searching for another pshat in the Gemara. So almost back to the drawing board. What's pshat in the Gemara? If Nasan Huva Amrihi is really a safek, if it's really truly chashin, if it's really truly sveika, why isn't it chashir midraisa? So the Ran, back to the second of the Mamakomos, the Ran has a very unique understanding of this Gemara, which, as you can see, is going to take us 11 Makaras to try to figure out what in the world the Ran was driving at. So let's take a look at the second of the Mamakomos again. It's the fifth line in the Ran, towards the end of the line. Lufikach ani mistapek. Says the Ran, I have the following suffix. So it's the end of the fifth line. Lufikach ani mistapek, b'chol suffix kedushin, any case of suffix kedushin, itzricha get midaraisa olo. I'm not sure, says the Ran, when you have a woman who we're not sure is married, whether really she needs to get min haTorah. Why not? The evshar, the midaraisa sharia. Because perhaps min haTorah, the woman is permissible. Mishum de'ika lemeimar, hamed isha al cheskasa. Because maybe min haTorah, the woman has what we call a cheskas heter. She used to be permissible. When a little girl is born, so she's not married. When she's 1 year old, she's not married. When she's 20 years old, she's not married. All of a sudden, a suffix arises. And now we're not sure, did her status change or not? So that's what we call in halacha following the status quo. Anytime the status quo used to be X, and now we're not sure, maybe X changed or not. So there's a special din min haTorah that you follow chazaka. So says the Ran, whenever you have a suffix in Hilchos Kedushin, you always, by definition, have a chazaka meikar. You have a status quo, and min haTorah, you're allowed to rely on the status quo. So that's how the Ran says, therefore, it appears to him that all sfeikas and kedushin, by definition, have to be lakula. And now, the Gemara makes a lot of sense. Sfeiki, it's a suffeik, but you wouldn't say v'chashir midaraisa, because midaraisa, you don't have to be chashish, midaraisa, you have a chazaka. Worst, you have to be chashish, midarabon. The special chum midarabon, don't rely on the chazaka. But midaraisa, you have a right to rely on the chazaka. That's what the words in the Gemara mean. So the Ran just introduced to us a whole new factor into our sugya, called chazaka meikara, and chazaka meikara solves all your problems. Following the previous chazaka, the previous status quo, solves all your problems midaraisa. Now the question is this chazaka? Is this a viable principle? Can we really rely on this principle of chazaka? Well, why not? So, if you ask me, I say, well, we rely on chazaka in other areas of halacha. We rely on nuchas to b'tar, nuchas mikvos, and so many areas of halacha, we rely on the status quo. So, why should this be any different? So, the Ran is obviously bothered with something because he feels the necessity to convince us that we follow chazaka in halacha, which is a very startling problem that the Ran is even addressing. The Ran seems very concerned. He has to prove to you. He's got to show you gemaras that indicate that we follow chazaka. The question is, why does the Ran even have to show that to us? Don't we all know that we follow chazaka? So before we see what the Ran's proofs are, before we see what was bothering the Ran, let's go down for a moment to the fourth of the Marmakamos, where the Gemara makes it clear as day that we follow chazaka. So if you take a look at the fourth of the Marmakamos, the Gemara says Chul and Daf Yudam Beis. The Gemara says, "Menoha milsa d'amar rabban and uki milsa chazake." How did Chazal know this principle of following chazaka? Where did it come from? How do you know that you follow the status quo? So Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonah's son, Amar Kara, it's based on the following pasuk. V'yotza ha-koyim min ha-bayis, al-pesach ha-bayis, v'skiris ha-bayis, shivas yomim. The Torah says in Parashas Metzora, that if a person has a negat saras on his house, so he has to go to the Kohen, and the Kohen's going to take a look at it, and he's going to declare that the house, if it's tummy, he's going to declare that it's tummy. But the Torah says that the Kohen should not make that declaration until he walks out of the house. Why? Why can't he just make it when he's inside the house? Because once he says the magic word tummy, then everything in the house becomes tummy. So why should he do that? Give the guy a chance to let him go outside, take whatever he doesn't want to become tummy out of the house, and then the Kohen will make the declaration 2 minutes later. So the Torah says explicitly, V'yotza Kohen Abayis. So the Gemara has a strange question. The Gemara says, "Dilma adenafik v'asa batzalei shiura." How do you know that the nega is still tame? The only time a nega tzaras is tame is if it has a certain minimum size to it. The shiur of a gris happens to be the same size that uchas needed, about the size of a penny. So if you have a nega on the wall of the house that's more than a gris, it's potentially tame if it's the wrong color. If it's less than a gris, then no matter what color it is, it's going to be mutar. So when the Kohen walks into the house and he sees, ooh, he takes out his little penny, takes out his ruler, he says, oh my goodness gracious, this is more than a gris, gavalt, I'm about to say tummy, wait, v'yotza kohen abayis, don't say tummy, yeah? Give the guy a break, let him take his stuff out first. So give the guy a chance to take it out. The Kohen walks out of the house, the Kohen doesn't want to become tummy, he closes the door, and he makes a declaration, tummy. So the Gemara asks the question, how does he know it's tummy? Maybe it shrunk in the last 2 minutes. How do you? But he's Skyping onto the house. He knows exactly what's going on. He doesn't know what's going on. He's giving an educated guess. It's probably still the same size. If it was the same size a minute ago, it probably hasn't changed. How do you know? So says the Gemara. Built into this parsha of Nigei Batim is the principle of following Chazaka. The only way the Kohen knows with certainty that the Nega is still the right size or the wrong size for these purposes is based on the Chazaka. So you see from here, L'chola Tarakula, there's a principle of following Chazaka. We follow Chazaka all the time. Our lives are based on Chazakas. If something was okay yesterday, we assume it's still okay today. When was the last time anybody checked their tefillin? How do you know? Maybe the tefillin became puzzled. The answer is, well, they were kosher yesterday. How do you know they were kosher yesterday? Because they were kosher the day before. Because a few years ago, the sefer checked the tefillin. He tells you they were kosher. So we assume, until we know to the contrary, that the tefillin is still kosher. How do you know? Maybe a new chumah. You got to come to shul an hour early every day to check your tefillin. How do you know? So the answer is, because you follow chazaka. So chazaka is not a new principle. Chazaka is something we rely on all the time. So when the Ran just introduced to us the principle of chazaka by Safek Kedushin, it sounds like it's a no-brainer. Of course you follow chazaka. So the girl is 25 years old. We're not sure whether she had a kedushin or not, because we don't know what the din is. Nasan of Amrihi, is that a kedushin, not a kedushin? We don't know. We have a suffix. So midaraisa, what's the shayla? Midaraisa, you have shtav chazaka, you follow the chazaka. So why does the Ran, once the Ran made this observation that you follow chazaka, why the need to prove it? Why the need to even be concerned with it? So we have to stop and ask ourselves, why is the Ran writing anymore? The Ran should have just stopped, finished, that you have a chazaka. The Gemara Chulin Daf Yud says you follow chazaka. The girl has a chazaka and finish, end the discussion. So there's something bothering the Ran. We're not sure what that is yet. Let's continue on the Ran a little bit further. Let's go back just for a moment, back to the beginning of that line, the Ran. L'fikach ani mistapek. So it's five lines from the top towards the end of the line. Second amendment comes. L'fikach ani mistapek b'chol safek kedushin. I'm not sure, says the Ran. Whenever you have a safek kedushin, itzricha get me deraisa lo. Do you require a get me deraisa? The efshar, because it's possible. The midaraisa sharia minatarish is mutaris. Mishum de ikalameim, because you could say how many ishal chaskas, you follow the chazaka. Now listen to the Ran's proof. The maishna, we call teku de mamona, the amrinan de hamin mamon al chaskasai. What's the difference between that and all other sveikis in dini mamonis? Sometimes you have a din Torah, and we don't know what the din is. We're not sure. The Gemara themselves are not sure. Teku, we don't know what the din is. So what do you do when you're not sure what the din is? So the money stays where it was. So says the Ran, just as the money stays where it was, in a suffix and a teiku, so too, the woman is muteras bin Torah. When you have a suffix condition, she stays where she is. Where she is, she used to be not married, so she remains unmarried until proven otherwise. So just as, says the Ran, the marshal of the Ran was, when Reuven and Shimon are fighting it out, and Bezdin has no idea what the din is, so the money stays back with Reuven, so too, the woman, when we're not sure what the din is, the woman stays back in the status of being single.
She's wearing the ring now.
But we're not sure whether the ring was given as proper kedushin because she said the divor. So we have a suffix whether her status changed. So just as we have a suffix whether the mamana's status changed, so too, and we follow chazaka, so too when you have a suffix whether the isha's status changed, you follow chazaka as well. That's the Ran's first raya. It seems to be a very strange raya. We're crossing party lines in terms of a raya. Then the Ran continues. V'skima bo kol gedoli acharonim zal. All the acharonim have agreed. And when the Ran says acharonim, he means Rishonim. He means the later people in his generation. So the Ran says, all the later poskim have agreed. Shafilu tokfei teveya motzino sabiyado. We're so convinced that the status quo remains the same. We are so convinced that the original owner of the money retains his ownership in the money that even if the other fellow grabs it, we're going to take it away from him and give it back to the original status quo owner. It means you see how powerful Chazaka is. So if Chazaka can make Beis Din keep the money in its place and actually even return the money to the original guy if somebody else takes it, Shalokidin, so too Chazaka can make us believe that this woman is really Muteres Min HaTorah. Hachanami Medina Islam the Memrachi. The Minat Torah we should have said the Chazaka applies. Fishtei Muteras Linasi. She should be permitted to get married. Ella should be Pnei Chumra the Yerva Asrua Midrabanan. The only reason why you can't get married here, why you require a get, is a Chumra Midrabanan. Or Mishum Hachi Amrin Hachin the Sveik Avi Chashin Midrabanan. That's why the Lashon of the Gemara is such. It's a Suffolk. It's not a real Suffolk. It's a Suffolk. But Minat Torah you follow the Chazaka. The Chashin Midrabanan, not to follow the Chazaka. So the Ran's Piyazik of Al-Gabshad, it fits beautifully into the words. It doesn't force us to follow the sheet that's around about Tzveikas Min HaTorah. It invokes the principle of Chazon. This is Gavaldi. It's such a good pshat. It's so good, you have to wonder why the Ran wasn't sure about it. The Ran says, Mistapik, Efsher. Those are very non-committal phrases. Why doesn't the Ran just say it straight out? You follow Chazakah. And why does he have to bring a raya that you follow Chazakah for Mamanis? I need a raya for Mamanis. I have it by Surim also. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud says you follow Chazakah called Tarakula. Why does he have to bring a modern raya from Mamanis, from Tekus, from Maisalach? What's the Ran talking about? So there's obviously something almost missing here. There's something about this case, this suffix, that may not lend itself to Chazakah. And we're not quite sure what it is about this case that doesn't lend itself to Chazakah. So in order to understand this, let's take a look at the fifth of the Maamar Kamos. The Rashba in Maseches Chulin and Daf Tzadik Chesem and Beis. The Rashba is talking about the din of Bittul Mashisha. We're all familiar with that din. Whenever you have a shaila, something trey fell into something kosher, or something milchix fell into something fleshix, etc. So how do you know whether there's nesinas tam or not? How do you know whether there's such an insignificant amount of taste that went in that we can ignore it in halacha? So the Gemara says the magic number is shishim. If you have a big pot of potato soup cooking and a little drop of chaza falls in, so if you know for a fact that you have shishim, then you're okay. If you're not sure, if you don't have shishim, then you have a problem. So of course you can have a situation where you're not sure whether you have shishim. I don't know, not sure what the, I don't know what the facts are. Do I have shishim, do I not have shishim? So comes the Rashba, and the fifth of the Ram comes and addresses this, and the Rashba says it's three lines from the bottom. Aval mechatichos, towards the end of the line, aval mechatichos lefaneinu, ve'ein anu bekiyin lamudoson. What if you have a situation where everything is in front of us, but I'm not a rabbi, I never learned your day, I have no idea, how do you figure out shishim? I'm not sure. Ein loma bechihas feke derabbanan. Even if this would be a derabbanan shaila, which we're not even sure that it is, that's a different shaila, that's a yoday shaila, not for now. Even if the issue involved would only be with derabbanan, we would have no right to say sfeik a derabbanan lekula. Why is that? Demashu sofek mimiyot yediya v'chochma etzleinu ein sofek, says the Rashba. Sofek means I'm missing a piece of information in the sense of I didn't see what happened, some kind of something spilled, something fell. Those are called sfeikas in halacha. The fact that I didn't learn your Yodeya, the fact that I don't know how to be Mishah Shishim, that's not called a Suffolk. That's called a Suffolk. That's called a Suffolk Yodeya. That's called the Yodeya. That's called a Baratzos. That's not called a Suffolk. Whenever you have a Suffolk that's emanating, a quote unquote doubt that's emanating from Mir Yodeya V'Chochma, ain't a Suffolk. That's not considered to be a Suffolk in Halacha. So could it be that that's what the Ran was bothered with? That this case of Nasan Huva Amrahi, is this really a suffix or not? It's not a suffix that we didn't see what happened. It's not a suffix we were sleeping. Nasan Huva Amrahi is a suffix in Yediyah. It's a suffix in Chochma. We don't know what the din is. Now, if we would have learned more, we would know what the din is. On the one hand, the Torah says Ki Yikach. On the other hand, the Torah says Ki Sikach. Now, Nebuch, we don't know enough. We're not sure. Is this called Ki Yikach? Is this called Ki Sikach? We don't know what the halacha is. So maybe that's what was bothering the Ran. That whenever you have a suffix that's emanating from a lack of knowledge, so maybe a suffix of lack of knowledge doesn't qualify as a suffix. If it doesn't qualify as a suffix, then we're in a big problem. Because when did the Torah give us the din of following chazakas? Chazakas are followed for people who have sfeikas. If you have a bona fide suffix in a halachically acceptable declared suffix, if you have a suffix that the halacha recognizes as a suffix, then you're entitled to follow chazakas. If the type of a quote-unquote suffix that you have is not a halachically recognized suffix, because it emanates from a lack of chokhmah of yediyah, it's dishkin suffix. If it's dishkin suffix, it's not a suffix, then you have no right to follow chazakah. So maybe that's what the Ran was bothered with. If that's why the Ran was very, very hesitant to apply chazakah, because he wasn't sure we have a bona fide suffix, so what was his latest suffix? So why was the Ran, yes, comfortable in applying chazakah? So it could be that this type of a suffix yediyah is not called a suffix yediyah. Why is that? When is something called a suffix yediyah, a suffix chokhmah? That's if you as an individual, you could have learned your day. You could have learned the din of your day. You could figure out what the din of Shia. You could have gone to a kashrus shiur. You could have figured out how to be a mishah shishim. when you have one guy who didn't learn what he was supposed to learn, that's called a Safek Yedi, a Safek Mita Chochma. But here, this is all Chazal. You have the Hilig Amaran, Ravina of Ashi, thousands and thousands of Tamidim are sitting in the yeshivas in Bavel and say, we don't know what the din is. What do you want? Teiku. We learned Kol Tarkul already. We fit it. And we still don't know what the din is. That's not called a Safek Yedi of Mita Chochma. That's called a real bona fide Safek. So that's the Nekuda that the Ran is Omid on. If this would be a real Safek, a real qualified Safek, then we would for sure follow Chazaka. If this would be labeled as a Safek of Miut Yediyah, then we wouldn't follow Chazaka. What the Ran isn't quite sure about, what he's hesitating, what he's hemming and wondering about is, where do you place this Safek? This Safek is right smack in the middle. On the one hand, it's a lack of knowledge. On the other hand, it's almost like a legitimate lack of knowledge because it's all Chachmei Torah, the Gemara itself. Chachmei Gemara are suffering, so to speak, for this lack of knowledge. So that's what the Ran is searching for. Can you follow Chazaka under these circumstances? So the Ran says, let's bring a Raya. When you have a Teiku in the Gemara, Teiku is the same thing. A Teiku means that the Chachmei Gemara threw their hands up and says, we don't know what the din is. When the Chachmei Gemara threw their hands up and they don't know what the din is, what do we do? We shout the chazaka. We follow the chazaka. We keep the money where it was originally. We don't let the other fellow grab the money. We follow chazaka. How can you follow chazaka? It's a suffix with miyata chochma. It's a suffix with miyata yediyah. So the answer is that's not called a suffix with miyata chochma, because that's a suffix that emanates from all of Klaisel. It's all of Chachmei Torah. Have a suffix to teiku. When you have a suffix of a teiku, that's not subject to the limitations of suffix with miyata chochma. That's a real bona fide suffix. So that was the Ran's mahalach. So this is the pre-chadosh, and had this understanding in his comments in Yerodeah, his chadosh in Yerodeah. So the pre-chadosh says, this is what the Ran's driving at. That the Ran knew that if this would be a bona fide suffix, of course you'd follow chazaka. If this would be a terrible suffix, it would be a mira chachma, you would never follow chazaka. What the Ran was hemming and hawing, was hesitating about is this kind of a suffix, that yes, it's mirta chachma v'yadiyah, but it's a legitimate Mir Tachachma Yediyah because it affects all the Chachmei Torah. Is that called the bona fide Suffolk or not? And the Ran now is Peshet, his Shaila, from the Din of Tekus. So, wow, that's quite a reading of this Gemara. According to the Ran, that's what the Gemara means. Sveiki v'chashim midrabanan. This is a valid Suffolk, and therefore, in a Torah, you can follow Chazacha, even though there's a little bit of an inkling of a Mir Tachachma here. It doesn't matter. That's not a problem. Sveika, it's a real bona fide Safek Minatara. Therefore, Minatara Yifala Chazaka. The only reason why we're machmir here is a chumra al tzgili arayis al tzeshazish. But min the arayis yishtal of Chazaka. So that's the Prichadish's way of reading the Ran. So that's the less popular way of reading the Ran. There's a more, in the Olam HaYeshivas, there's a more popular way of reading the Ran. Hopefully, the next year, that's going to take us another six or so Makaris to get to the more popular way, but I want to give you both sides of the Pichad. Nothing better gets the Pichadish's Pshat. It's just that in the Olam HaYeshivas, the second way became the more conventional way, but the Pichadish is definitely a workable Pshat within the Ran as well. Hopefully, that's next year. So next year will be on...